Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the daily bread that we find in your word, that you nourish our spirits and you hold us in your almighty hands. As we go through experiences in life, we know we can trust you with the outcome. Greetings, saints. Our reading is 1 Corinthians 11, verse 31 to 34, Amplified. But if we evaluated and judged ourselves honestly, recognizing our shortcomings and correcting our behavior, we would not be judged. But when we fall short and are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined by undergoing His correction, so that we will not be condemned to eternal punishment along with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you come together to eat the Lord's Supper, wait for one another and see to it that no one is left out. If anyone is too hungry to wait, let him eat at home, so that you will not come together for judgment on yourselves. About the remaining matters of which I was informed, I will take care of them when I come. So after dealing with a whole lot of issues in the church, he's now wanting to move on to other topics, like the more important matters of the spiritual gifts and love and the resurrection. So he said he'll deal with other matters when he goes to visit them. Now in verse 32 it mentions discipline, which is not a really popular topic, but it is necessary. In Proverbs 29 verse 15 NLT, to discipline a child produces wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. So when a parent disciplines a child, and we're not talking about child abuse, we are talking about healthy, loving discipline. Then when a parent disciplines a child, the child becomes wiser and more responsible, and it is easier for that child to gain self-discipline. Speaking of self-discipline, it is mentioned in 1 Timothy 4 verse 7, Amplified. But have nothing to do with irreverent folklore and silly myths. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness, keeping yourself spiritually fit. So we need to discipline ourselves, we need to take responsibility. So we work out our salvation with fear and trembling. The well-known scripture in Philippians 2 verse 12, Amplified. So then, my dear ones, just as you have always obeyed my instructions with enthusiasm, not only in my presence but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation, that is, cultivate it, bring it to full effect, actively pursue spiritual maturity, with awe-inspired fear and trembling, using serious caution and critical self-evaluation to avoid anything that might offend God or discredit the name of Christ. This thought is also in 2 Peter 1 verse 10. Therefore, believers, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. Be sure that your behavior reflects and confirms your relationship with God. For by doing these things, actively developing these virtues, you will never stumble in your spiritual growth, and you will live a life that leads others away from sin. The last word about discipline, in Revelation 3 verse 19 it says, those whom I dearly and tenderly love, I rebuke and discipline, showing them their faults and instructing them. So be enthusiastic and repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking, your sinful behavior. Seek God's will. Jesus himself in the Gospel of John says the following in John 3 verse 18. Whoever believes and has decided to trust in him as personal Savior and Lord is not judged. For this one there is no judgment, no rejection, no condemnation. But the one who does not believe and has decided to reject him as personal Savior and Lord is judged already. That one has been convicted and sentenced because he has not believed and trusted in the name of the one and only begotten Son of God, the one who is truly unique, the only one of his kind, the one who alone can save him. Jesus is the only way to get to the Father. This is also stated in Acts 4 verse 11 and 12, Amplified. This Jesus is the stone which was despised and rejected by you, the builders, but which became the chief cornerstone. That's a quote from Psalm 118 verse 22. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among people by which we must be saved. For God has provided the world no alternative for salvation. Psalm 118 verse 22 speaks of the chief cornerstone. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed to his Father that if it was possible that he would take that cup of suffering away from him, but that his will would be done, because he knew that there was no other way of salvation. There is no other road to heaven. Those people that say all roads lead to Rome or all roads lead to heaven are sadly mistaken. The people who are trying to get there by their own self-righteousness, the people who are trying other religions, living a good life, sorry, but that's just not good enough. Perfection is the only thing that's good enough, and we can only get that perfection through the blood of Jesus, because he forgives our imperfections. He forgives our sins, and that makes us holy and righteous in God's sight, because he sees the wedding garments that he gives us, and he sees the righteousness that Jesus gives us in exchange for our filthy garments, our dirt, our sin. So believing in and trusting in our Redeemer is the only way. And this is further pointed out in Hebrews 11 verse 7. By faith, with confidence in God and his word, Noah, being warned by God about events not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his family. By this act of obedience, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which comes by faith. The story of Noah is in Genesis 6 verse 13 to 20. Quick summary, God instructs Noah to build an ark because of his plan to flood the whole earth. Noah obeys and evil people perish. So without the plan of salvation, where Jesus died on the cross to pay for our debt, our sin debt, we would have no chance. And some people seem to take this lightly. They decide, they'll think about God later in life, but it's a really, really bad idea. It says so in Isaiah 49 verse 8. This is what the Lord says. In a favorable time I have answered you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. And I will keep watch over you and give you for a covenant of the people, to restore the land from its present state of ruin, and to apportion and give as inheritances the deserted hereditary lands. So what is this favorable time? What's the day of salvation? That's the day that you decide, you choose to follow Jesus. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 1 to 2 points to the scripture in Isaiah. Working together with him, we strongly urge you not to receive God's grace in vain by turning away from sound doctrine and his merciful kindness. For he says, at the acceptable time, the time of grace, I listened to you, and I helped you on the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And we don't want to ignore the day of salvation until it's too late. In Luke 17, verse 26 and 27, we have a sobering thought. And just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the time of the second coming of the Son of Man. The people were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were being given in marriage. They were indifferent to God until the day that Noah went into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. That's referring to Genesis 6, 5-8 and Genesis 7, 6-24, which I'm not going to quote here. Now, I'm not only speaking to unbelievers who reject Jesus outright. I'm talking about people who have become uncaring and nonchalant about their relationship with Jesus. In Revelation 3, verse 20, Jesus himself says, Behold, I stand at the door of the church and continually knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, restore him, and he with me. So I encourage you to renew your love for God, to rekindle that flame of love between you and the Creator of heaven and earth. He loves you to death. He'd rather die than live without you. And he did die, and he rose again, and he ascended, and he reigns on high, interceding for you and me. It is our Heavenly Father's desire to have this beautiful relationship with you and me. So let us love him, Let us adore him and let us shine our lights.